going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Ben and Woods, 97.3, The Fan, launched the program this morning without a hitch. Everything is on point in the Ben and Woods studio. Thanks for being here. Katie absolutely nailed what I was just going to say. She said, good morning. Why are the short weeks always the longest? There is no doubt this week felt twice as long as a normal five-day week. And it was a short week. It makes no sense. Our lives are a little bit out of kilter in here. We've had Italian Paul in. We've got Bald Reindl in, a.k.a. Adam Klug, producing the show this morning. Good morning, Kluger. How are you?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well. You've got the hoodie on today. I don't really don't want to see it come up. I have one on, too. I don't want to mess my hair up, though, any more than my headphones already do. No, you don't. You're letting it grow back, huh?
I've had it like this for probably a good 6 months.
Well, it takes a while for hair to grow back.
Mine grows fast. It's just not that long.
Are you going to
cut it every 2 weeks?
So. You do? You're going to keep it rolling?
I mean, not much more than this.
That's about as deep as you'll go.
If what you're asking is, will the fro come back? The answer is no.
All right. Well, it should. It should. It looked really good on you.
No, it didn't.
I'm Woodsy. That's Adam Klug. Filling in for Paul Reindl. We'll get to Paulie in a moment. We've got Benjamin R. Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benjamin, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. My hair looks a little unkempt this morning.
It does. It actually looks kind of cool.
Just a little devil may care.
Yeah. Yes. Real, very rebellious.
I don't know why. I just maybe slept on it funny, and I don't have to go into TV until later today. I'm anchoring tonight.
Slept on it funny, huh?
For Kimberly. Yeah. I could be going on the injured list with fractured hair for a couple of weeks.
I think that's a real thing in TV news.
It is.
My hair's not right. I'm not coming in. Paulie is doing really well. We texted with him last night. And, of course, he was sending us pictures of his food. And he and his wife, Megan, they go to Vegas. They go big. They go big when they go. Having a great time, eating some delicious. They had Din Tai Fung the other night, and it looked ungodly good.
I'm a big fan of Din Tai Fung.
Still haven't been. Still want to go. But then he sent us a picture of this burger. It's a Gordon Ramsay burger. And Ben and I both were like salivating over this thing. And he sent us this burger, and he said, this is the one I got. It's called the 24-hour burger. Braised short rib, red-eye barbecue sauce, white cheddar cheese, brown sugar bacon, arugula, cold brew vinaigrette, and pickled shallots. And it just looks incredible.
So a couple of things. The bacon is not just bacon on a burger like you'd normally get, like a barbecue Western bacon cheeseburger at Carl's Jr.
Right.
It's spilling out over the sides. These are big, thick cuts of bacon on the burger.
I almost thought it was like, it looks like the bone of a tomahawk, where you can pick it up. You know what I mean? It's thick, and it's hanging over the side. It looks incredible. I texted him. I said, Paulie, dinner's on me tonight. Happy anniversary. Thanks for all you do. Ben said, I'm going to pick up the dessert. So we got the Reindl's meal last night, and they had for dessert. Listen to this. mother of God. Toffee pudding ice cream sandwich.
That sounded really good.
I mean, good Lord.
Bring me back one as well since I'm paying for it. I'll take one. 100%.
And slice me off a piece of that burger. Yeah, this could be a very foodie-like segment.
It looked delicious. I will say, since it's Gordon Ramsay, and it's...
Is he the mean guy?
Yeah, he's the one who yells at all the chefs on all of his shows. But he pronounces
the show's
it,
called Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen.
He pronounces it shallot, not a shallot. Shallot.
Okay.
In this country, we say shallot.
Shallot.
But he says it's a shallot.
Shallot. So makes sense.
It's a pickled shallot.
It looks incredible. It really, really does. They are eating like kings. They don't drink, you know. Megan's sober. Hold on. What's that noise? You guys hear that?
No.
You don't hear that?
Mm-mm. Nothing.
That's so weird. Something in my phones, maybe. They're eating, not drinking. They're eating like kings and queens there. The food looks incredible. They're having a great time. I saw Megan this morning posted. She just hit some jackpot on the slot machine. I'm like, man, she crushes in Vegas. She crushes. Hannah heard it too. Whose heartbeat is that? You guys didn't hear that? It's gone. Okay. Huh. That's so weird. It was just maybe me and my lover sharing something between one another telepathically over the radio.
They had a breakfast at like 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
I wasn't sure if they were up early or up late.
Or up late.
Could go either
way.
My
guess is up early, but who knows. So speaking of food, I did end up going.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I did end up going yesterday and to the County Fair Media VIP event. So met my wife in the parking lot. And we started walking toward, you know, the signs telling us.
Before you talk about going,
yeah.
Did you do anything to try and confirm your status or your credential or anything like that? Or you're saying you just showed up?
I didn't. But my friend, Tier 1 Chelsea, who listens to this program, she texted me. She goes, I have a friend that works there. I'm going to make sure you're all covered. And I said, well, thank you. Then Ben sent me an email that said, in very small print, if you RSVP, just show up. So I was waiting for some engraved invitation that never came. So we walked up, lady standing there. She's got the list. Stephen Woods, Odyssey. She looks at the
You're
first
nervous
thing.
At this yeah, point.
I'm a wreck.
You're a little nervous.
I'm a wreck. And she looks at it. Hang on. Oh, there you are.
See,
Woods plus
are.
One. So there we go. We got our our wristbands, and we walked in, and they did it a little differently this year, where they had it all in an in the paddock. So they had all these different booths, and
the paddock is that area where during the horse races they walk around in
yeah.
a circle, and there's grass in the middle. It's very, very, very pretty.
It was cool, yeah. And they had different booths of different foods that you can eat and sample, and drinks that you can sample, and things like that. So I walked up. The first thing I saw was Chicken Charlie's. And I said, all right, what are we offering here?
Chicken Charlie is the fair legend.
He is a fair legend.
He'll deep fry something different every single year.
Well, and this one, I looked at it, and I go, oh, looks like a corn dog. And they said, oh. I said, what's stuffed inside? Like Oreos and cheesecake mixed together with ham and turkey? Like, what is it?
And wouldn't actually be totally outside of the norm.
I would crush that.
Chicken
Charlie. I would crush that too. It's like lunch and dessert.
Ham and turkey, Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah, it's the same thing. So I pick it up. She said, this is mozzarella and meatball. There's Ooh. A meatball in it. And I went,
deep right. fried meatball stuffed with mozzarella.
Bro, let me tell
okay,
you.
Okay, that sounds
and they had
really
a,
good.
A little,
dipping sauce and marinara.
Marinara.
Thank you.
Oh, my wow. God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So we got one. I put mine, I go, this is absolutely incredible. And then we walked to the next place. Now, they had a ramen taco. The taco shell was made of ramen noodles. I can't eat ramen anymore. I don't eat it. There's also another cup of noodles
so not
station.
Like, not like hard, crunchy ramen
crunchy,
noodles. Crunchy. Not soft.
Not soft.
Ramen noodles. That would be tough to pick
that'd
up.
That'd be very tough to eat. So they had a, it was a ramen noodle taco shell. And Hannah tried that. She said, that's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Then they had cup of noodles. They had some contraption that they were building out of that. Then we noticed that they had the cinnamon roll stand there. This is different. You know how you ever get the cinnamon roll at the fair?
Yeah.
Standard, right? Standard.
Of course.
We do too, every year.
And how can you resist it? You're walking out.
It's
the last thing, and you grab, okay, we got to get a cinnamon roll before we go.
So they've done, this is the winner, as she just said in the chat. It's the Tres Leches cinnamon roll.
Oh.
So they take this cinnamon roll, The guy flips it upside down, and he takes tres leches. It's like more liquidy than the thick icing. And he drizzles it on top, and you see it start to go down into the crevices. And then you see it fill the bottom, and you're like, oh, God. Then he took some, like, creme brulee thing and started chopping up little flakes and flecks of it. And then a little whipped cream, and then the little flecks of that. And we split one because we're not ridiculous. We went over and sat down, and we split it. And you should have seen us fighting for it. It was like, I mean, we were like two guys in prison fighting over the last, like, Snickers. Like, I'm digging in to try to get my piece. She wants to get her piece. And it was so, so good. So good. You know what else they had at Chicken Charlie's? There's a new drink that they're offering. I go, oh, this guy's pouring glasses of fresh Dr. Pepper. I love Dr. Pepper. Fresh glass of Dr. Pepper, sliced up like four pickles, put the pickles inside. Pickle Dr. Pepper.
They also had pickle lemonade.
Pickle lemonade.
Yeah, Marie Cornell tried that. She thought, this is going to be weird. And then she said, but I actually started liking it. It was strange, like an odd combination.
I didn't try it.
But if you are looking for an unusual flavor, maybe you want to go with pickle lemonade or pickle Dr. Pepper.
Pickle Dr. Pepper was a little much for me. So we made our way around. They had pizza there that was pretty good. They had some cocktails, which I didn't indulge in the middle of the day.
Was there anything non-food there for you to do or see or experience? Or was it simply focused on the food?
They had like the Soapy Joe's stand with the Soapy Joe guy. And I knew a couple people that worked there. They had...
Did they wash you or what did they do?
Yeah, they washed us down. No, they had a couple of like booths there that were, you know... Hey, this is our pet thing. This is our toys drive for charity that we're going to be doing, things like that. There was a cow there, a Highland cow, as Hannah reminds me. They had a Native American drum circle that I don't think the cow enjoyed very much because it was right next to him. We were there. We were there 30, 45 minutes, but we ran into a couple of people I used to work with, my man Mikey Dellinger, who used to work across the street. Ran into our old general manager, Bob Bollinger. Says, hi, Adam. He told me a really funny story about Adam, if you guys want to
hear
it. Yes, this is fantastic.
I would love to hear this.
So he said, he goes, because hey, he has a little bit of the...
Did he originally hire you here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so he was GM when Adam first got here.
It sucks because everybody that with this accent, they all sound like my Schilt and my Foster... And my hillbilly, but he's got the southern twang. Bob does. He's like, how's Adam? I'm like, he's great. And he said, he started laughing. He goes, man, he's really grown into that job. I go, yeah. I go, he's actually filling in, you know, producing for us. He goes, oh, I know. I was listening this morning. You guys sound great. I said, thank you. And he said, oh, so funny. Remember when we got the boosters? And I go, yo, I remember the signal boosters that they had to go around the county. And put up boosters so our signal would be better.
Not the booster seat for Adam to sit on.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Because apparently he's brand new here. And Bob Bollinger, the GM, and JR, the head engineer, they're like, you know, JR's like, what'd you do to it? Get in the car. I'm going to take you around and see the boosters. And he's like, I got the car seat in the back for Adam. And that was his big joke. And apparently he wore Adam out about it every time they took him anyway. Hey, get in the car seat, little guy.
Sounds like they are.
Yeah, I was dying. Is that you? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that joke. He has a lot like that.
He does.
They all kind of run together.
He does. So he wanted to put Adam in a car seat in the back to drive him around the city to show him the boosters. But Bob's doing great, man. He's a legend in this business for sure. And just couldn't have been nicer and more complimentary of the show and the station, which is absolutely what I expected. He's always been a gentleman, and he's seen it all, man. Bob Bollinger was the guy that basically was the architect of Jeff and Jer in San Diego. And, you know, he would tell me stories of those guys in those days and, you know, how much he paid them. And it makes my stomach turn to think that those guys, you know, we basically have the same numbers as they do, and they made, I don't know, 15 times more than we make, and it kind of turns your stomach when you think about it. But those were the golden days of radio, and not everybody had a friggin' podcast and everything else and stealing from us. And so, yeah, it's a little bit tough to stomach sometimes, but, you know, he was great. So it was fun, man. It was a great day at the fair. It was a little bit cold, but it's going to look amazing when they open it in a couple weeks. They were already getting everything out. I love it. I love the fair. I am absolutely
getting some of the rides set up.
Yeah, getting the rides set up.
When you go with Hannah, do you guys do any rides?
The
kids do, obviously, but yeah. Do you guys go on?
No,
any?
No. We wait at the bottom.
You go to the kiddie rides.
Yeah.
Or is Bo starting to get to the age where he's going to want to go on some of the more
the scarier ones?
Yeah,
yeah. And if he does, I'll ride those with him. I actually do. I ride a couple rides. I ride the big swings. I mean, I do feel, you know, when you go to the. It's a fair, and it's like, are we everybody good here? I did see the one Sopranos episode where the thing broke down and somebody got hurt, and it's kind of always freaked me out. But you know, it's been great. It's been great. It looks great. Yeah, Hannah got whiplash on the zipper in 2018.
Which one's the zipper?
I don't know. I think it's the one that whips around and like it goes kind of. It's you're in like a car and tilts.
Goes,
yeah.
Okay.
And so she has never been the same since. I'll never forget it. It wrecked her for a while, so she doesn't go on anything. I'll go on some of the rides with the kids, but it's a blast, man. It really is going to be fun. Everybody should go out and experience it. If you think, I don't know, it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of tough to get out there, just pick your days. There's days that are better than others to go where there's not that many people. And we go opening day. Like, that's just been a tradition in our house forever. We just go brave it and slog through it because we love it.
I like a good Ferris wheel.
Save that.
Now, some people don't because they feel like it goes too slow and you stop and you get stuck.
I hate it.
When you get stuck at the top, you've got the view. You get to people watch from up there. I don't mind it. I only mind when you get stuck like just one from the bottom and you're just sitting there and you want to get out, but they're like taking forever and you're just one rotation from the bottom and then you're finally allowed to get out of the Ferris wheel.
Now, you know, for those asking in the chat, no, I did not get lucky because of the VIP. You know, I said it, there's a potential if I get into this thing, you know, I get lucky last night. But
did you realize you're leaving her for this weekend?
Yeah, it kind of cancels each other out. You know, like, oh, okay, well, but you're leaving for the entire weekend for your spiritual journey. So that's not going to happen. Maybe when you get back if you're good. But
looking forward to your trip this weekend. If he didn't hear yesterday, Woods is going up to Joshua Tree.
Yeah, once a year, go on the, again, the spiritual retreat. And go roam the desert, howl at the moon a little bit. I'm very excited. One of my best friends, Jack, you guys remember Jack, used to work here, does the voice of Jacksaw. He is now a mailman in L.A. He's a dedicated tier one, listens every day. And
postal carrier.
Postal carrier.
No.
Yeah, and we go up to Joshua Tree. We're going to try to find the old man and reverse the curse. If he's still alive, we are going to end up reversing. We feel that he cursed us last year, and we're going to try to reverse
this was,
the curse.
You saw him right before the Dodger playoff series?
Yeah.
Is that
we saw him before that, and then Paulie saw him right before that game. That
you
night.
Felt like that was perhaps a bad sign.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go in, going to buy him a beer, lunch, whatever he wants. We're going to really look for him. If he's still alive, I'll be amazed, because he looked like he fought in the Civil War. He dated Betsy Ross at one point in his life. I swear to God, this guy was, he was probably in his 40s during the Great Depression. That's how old this cat is. And he just sits at that bar at the Joshua Tree Saloon, and he just pounds Coors Lights. And I'm like, son of a gun. So if he's there, we will reverse the curse.
You see the stories about, you know, the unnaturally long lives, you know. Hey, he's 108. What's your key to success?
Beer. I drink beer.
Dram a bourbon every single day. You know, whatever it is. I don't know that that's truly the secret of success, but you'd be surprised how many times that's the story. I have my one glass of Chablis every single
night.
That's
right. Yeah, three cigarettes and a glass of whiskey, and then I'm 108 years old. I mean, the guy was, you know, no one was wheeling him in there to the bar. I saw him get up and walk out one time. Like, he was on his own. So hopefully he's still around, and we can go reverse the San Diego Padres curse.
All right. We are at the Friday edition of Ben and Woods. Even though it was a short week, did feel like it took a little while to actually get here. And I should have a busy program for you. We will set the menu for you right after a quick check of traffic from Kelly Danick. No grap up or crap up. No game yesterday, but we will get you some baseball talk coming up. The Padres getting ready to start a stretch of 26 games over the next 27 days, beginning tonight.
Just
one off day between now and the 26th of June, and some tough opponents that are going to be facing off against your San Diego Padres. So pretty important that they get off to a good start this weekend against the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. Certainly some questions with the starting rotation. We'll get into all of that coming up and talk about some of the other news in baseball. The Dodgers make a trade, a nationally contender, potentially losing a frontline starter to a serious injury as well. We can get into all the headlines and news. And then coming up at 7:35, it is Friday, so we will talk a little SDFC with our friend Darren Smith. Will be with us coming off the 1-0 loss to the Seattle Sounders on Wednesday, but they're right back at it tomorrow night at Snapdragon Stadium when they host Austin FC. And some good news for SDFC. Yesterday, they extended the contract of goalkeeper CJ Dos Santos.
I like that.
Through the 2027 season with a club option. He's been a real find that they picked up. Expansion team. He was a backup with Miami, I think. Didn't really get a lot of playing time, but they made him the starter. And he's done a really nice job for this team that's gotten off to a good start. I would imagine it's a tough position to analyze because some shots you just have no chance to stop. Others are like, you better stop that one or you're the worst goalie in the history. And then there's kind of the ones in the middle, like
the 50-50 balls.
You get this one, you don't get this one. That's your entire career is based on those.
Yeah. So
the ones that you could get or you could let past you.
That's right.
And if you stop enough of those, you become one of the best goaltenders in the sport. And so far this year, I think his goals against average is fourth in MLS.
Really, really good.
Really, really good for a guy who wasn't even a starter going into last season. So we'll talk to Darren Smith at 7:35. And of course, it is a Manager's Report Friday. You can tune in to the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. Refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And we'll talk with the skipper about this last week. Two straight series wins.
Yep.
So I would imagine he'll be in a fairly positive frame of mind, but
imagine trying to guess what kind of frame of mind Mike Schilt's going to be in. I mean, it's a fool's errand.
It's true. But we will chat with him one way or another coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. And then all of our regular features. Don't do this. We've got some Take on Woods at 8:20. Last chance this month, I believe, to qualify for the Las Vegas grand prize. Bruno Mars tickets and more. That'll be at 8:20. And a Klug report to wrap up our week in the 9 o'clock. Oh. Hour.
He's got such a banger of a story in there, too. I can't wait for you guys to hear this.
All right, we will get started with some Padres talk coming up. The big stretch of games, maybe a make or break. I don't feel like it's sportscaster hyperbole to say this certainly could be a make or break segment of the season.
It
may not be, but you know, it has the potential to be.
Well, you know, and when we look ahead at June, as we did a little bit yesterday, it's also important you look at July, which is also pretty nasty as well. I mean, it's a pretty good streak here for our San Diego Padres coming up. It will tell you what kind of team you're going to have, Benny, at the All-Star break.
We'll get into all of that coming up. Stay tuned. Ben and Woods on the way next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I enjoyed the roundtable yesterday very much.
If you missed it, you can check it out on all of our streaming options here, Odyssey app, all of your regular streaming platforms. But yeah,
should replay it at 9.
A lot of good discussions yesterday, including our conversation where everyone had to pick their first third of the season MVP for the San Diego Padres, which a couple of weeks ago, I don't think there would have been much of a discussion.
Yeah.
Would have been Fernando Tatis Jr. His numbers were just far and away the best on the team. But with Fernando going into a slump the last couple of weeks, kind of opened the door up to, I would say, like a half dozen guys who all had kind of a claim to be the most important cog in the first third of the season for the San Diego Padres. And all six of us got to pick someone different. Who did you end up going with?
I took Robert Suarez because Manny and Sheets had been taken. And Tyler Wade had been taken by Matt Scraby, who apparently took bath salts before he came into the round table yesterday. So.
Does love the contributions Tyler Wade makes.
He's such an edgelord with his picks sometimes. He said yesterday on his show, too, if we're mad, what did he say? If we're mad at Xander Bogaerts for his lack of production, we need to be mad at Yu Darvish. And I said, well, they're completely different things. One is injured. One is not injured. So there, that is kind of the line of demarcation for me, as if I'm going to be mad at a player.
I know that
Scraby gets a little edgelordy.
I know that the players are probably not listening to the roundtable, but I can only imagine Michael King or Jackson Merrill going, wait.
What?
Wait, they picked a first third MVP, and Tyler Wade got a vote,
yeah.
And neither of us got mentioned
correct.
In this conversation.
There's zero mention of those guys.
Jackson, I know I was out for a little bit, but I put up some pretty good numbers out there in center
field. My numbers are still amazing
Michael
right
King's
now.
Michael King's like, you know, pretty good pitcher here, you know, going out there every fifth day, and I know it just got on the injured list, but Tyler Wade, really? I mean, yes, they do like Tyler Wade, and he has come up with a couple of important games for the San Diego Padres. I picked Nick Pivetta, who is tonight's starting pitcher for the Padres. I had the last pick, but I didn't feel like it was actually really a stretch of a at all to say that Nick Pivetta perhaps has been one of the biggest difference makers for the Padres in the first third of the season, simply because without Nick Pivetta, if the Padres had not signed him late in the offseason, you try to imagine what the starting rotation would have looked like.
I don't like to.
At the
beginning. I don't like to.
You know, they would have had to stick maybe with Kyle Hart for much longer than they did.
I don't like this game. I did not like that game.
And then once injuries happened and you brought up Stephen Kolek, you'd still have been an arm short every time through the starting rotation. I mean, Omar Cruz or Ryan Burgert, welcome to the big leagues on a regular basis. And, you know, not that they aren't ready or might not contribute for the San Diego Padres, but there really wasn't a path to a full starting rotation without Nick Pivetta. And not only did he save, you know, A.J. Preller's rotation by being there and pitching every fifth day, but he was fantastic.
He really was.
Third of the season.
Yeah, he has been. And I ended up going with Robert Suarez because as you're trying to stack wins early in the season, and guys start to go down. I mean, he at one point was locked down. What did he have to start the season? Like 15, 16 straight saves, something like that. I think he's at 17 right now. His ERA is 2.35. You know, one bad outing for him yaks that ERA up. But he's been just such a calming presence at the end of a game. Those games, you know, that's the guy, man. It's, if I get my job done, we're gonna win this game. And for me, being able to stack so many wins early has really helped us weather a couple little mini storms.
Yeah, I mean, if you could, you know, roll them all up into the bullpen collective, I there's been a couple of, you know, hiccups and stumbles the last couple of weeks, but they were so good. For so long in that first third of the season, that the bullpen collectively might have been the most important unit for the San Diego Padres, that, you know, got them to now 8 games above 500 for the first third of the season, which is 31 wins on the pace for 93 wins at the end of the year. So, you know, exactly where they want to be, because 93 wins should be enough to get you into the playoffs. I can't promise that. The National League's tough, but 93, I don't think has ever miss the playoffs in a three wild card team era. You get to 93, you can feel pretty confident that you're going to find a way into the postseason. So, you know, Padres did what they had to do in the first third of the season, but now they're looking ahead at what is undoubtedly going to be a much tougher second third of the season for a number of reasons. And we can talk about those reasons after a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, so we mentioned already the sheer quantity of games coming up is one reason why the schedule is getting tougher for the San Diego Padres. During the first 54, pretty much had an off day every single week. They just had a stretch of 9 in a row, and that was their longest. But before that, it was usually every Thursday off, occasionally throw in a Monday off. There was plenty of built-in time to give your starter some extra rest, give your bullpen some days off. You were able to be aggressive with the usage of your back-end guys like Estrada and Adam and Morejon and Suarez. Didn't have to really worry about it. That is no longer the case going forward. Starting today, 3 against Pittsburgh. 4 against San Francisco on the road, at Milwaukee for 3, home for the Dodgers for 3, at Arizona for 3, at the Dodgers for 4, home for Kansas City for 3, and then home for the Washington Nationals for 3 games. There is not an off day built in that entire stretch other than the 12th of June between the Dodgers series and the Diamondback series. That's the only one.
And yeah, it's one of those gauntlets that you're going to have to run into. You know what? A couple times a season, you're gonna end up running into something like this. And you know, you have to be judicious, right? And the problem is, it's the chain reaction. Michael King goes down. Don't know when he's coming back. We'll ask Schilt about it today. I can promise you, he's so tired of being asked. I'm tired of hearing about it. Like, come back when you're ready to come back. At this point, who's going to come up and fill the void? You know, Yu Darvish, that another one. I'm sure he's tired of being asked that question. But you know, it's important. It's important because if those guys come back, Ben, you certainly feel a little bit better. But the chain reaction of Michael King going down is Kyle Hart having to come up. They did say, Kevin Acey said in his piece this morning, Matt Waldron may get one more rehab start and then he could join the team, which I think could help. You brought it up on the roundtable yesterday, and I do think it's important. Matt Waldron, right around this time last year, was the guy that carried this baseball team. And I know he only pitched every fifth day, but he absolutely was a catalyst in helping this team stay afloat, right the ship, whatever, get to the All-Star break, Ben. And then from there, the team started to roll when everybody got healthy. So yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a cavalry coming. And then there's, you know, a couple of unknowns in King and Darvish. But the chain reaction of that means that, yeah, Kyle Hart's probably going to have to start more. Steven Kolek's going to get regular starts. Randy Vasquez has been fine. You know, he's been absolutely fine. He peats every time he goes out. So now your ace in the rotation is Dylan Cease, followed by Nick Pivetta. And so those guys, a lot of pressure on them the next two nights to go out and get these first two wins.
I think...
And save that bullpen a little bit, right?
Yeah.
How judicious do you have to be with your, you know, and I mentioned it yesterday, the Padres got, I don't want to say lucky, but the Padres found lanes for the back end of the bullpen very quickly this year. They knew exactly what they wanted to do, and they all did it. Estrada in the 7th, Adam in the 8th, Suarez in the 9th. A lot of times, as Ruben Niebla told me, you know, personally, takes a while to find the lane. You know, we got to find out kind of what works for them. And it could take 2 months sometimes to find who fits in where and who slots in perfectly. And he goes, they found it really, really early this year. So you'd get a lead after 6, hands up. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's Estrada, it's Adam, it's Suarez, game over, Padres win. You know, now those guys, you can't do that every single night in the next 27 days or whatever. You just can't. They can't withstand it.
You're kind of even just talking about 7, 8, 9. The aggressiveness we saw with the bullpen with Kyle Hart taking him out after 50 whatever pitches that you guys discussed yesterday was just really smart. They don't have the luxury to do that moving forward over the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be...
you got to just stick with your starter and make sure they get you 70, 80, you know, 5, 6 innings.
Yeah, the worry and the word that keeps popping into my head is judicious. You have to just be cautious and careful. Again, I've said it a billion times on this show. Managing a bullpen has got to be the worst part of any manager's job. It's just got to be impossible.
You may need to Well, Brian Hoeing could be coming
back.
That
would be huge.
You may call up another one of your, you know, you have a couple of electric relief arms.
Yes.
Bradley Rodriguez, you know.
Net.
Braden Net. Now, will they be able to do it on the big league level? You don't know, but you didn't know with Sean Reynolds and others until they came up and actually did it. Would really be helpful if one or a couple of those guys came up and was effective immediately. That would alleviate some of my concern about the depth of the bullpen over this stretch.
But the other thing that will alleviate any and all concerns is if the stars play like stars. And Kevin Acey, and again, I always feel bad because I do feel like Xander does get singled out a lot, and I think it's for good reason. You know, sometimes I will say, as Schilt made it a point in his postgame the other night, to give Xander Bogaerts a lot of extra love. He had played some really nice defense, was getting on base. Yes, I know he leads the league in infield hits, and that's not necessarily an honor that you want to have, but he's getting on base a little bit more than he was. But
he's been active on the base paths.
He's been active on the base paths, stealing bags. He's got, I think, 11 bags. But as Kevin Acey said this morning, the Padres' offense has died at the feet of Xander Bogaerts far too often. His .220 batting average with runners in scoring position, the .681 OPS, say there's one very specific stat that stands out how it illustrates the difference he is not making. He does not come through with Jackson Merrill and Manny Machado on base. So does that mean we need to switch up the lineup a little bit? Does that mean, you know, how do you get the most out of him for what he's providing you now? You can't have Merrill and Manny continue to get stranded on base.
I mean, what would make the most sense? A guy who has stolen double-digit bases and gets on a lot of infield hits but doesn't hit a lot of extra bases? I mean,
could you look at him at the top?
Could you look at him at the top of the order where he's on? He's not clogging up the base paths. He's a good base runner.
He's not chasing a lot,
but he's not driving in any runs.
Right.
And, you know, with Xander Bogaerts and Mike, you know, Mike Schilt will praise him. Hasn't let his lack of offense really seem to, you know, get to him mentally. He's playing solid defense out at short, you know, making good plays. He makes smart decisions. If he was making $2.5 million, we wouldn't be talking much about Xander Bogaerts.
No, we'd say, oh, yeah, solid
shortstop, you know.
Our little Anthony Volpe out there.
No all-star, but, you know, whatever. It's the fact that he is making as much money as he is making. You expect guys who are in that, you know, $25 million to $30 million range
to be driving in runs.
To be driving in runs.
Driving the baseball.
Hit some home runs. A lot of extra base.
Doubles.
Power. You know, to be a real threat. A guy that opposing pitchers fear in the lineup. And right now, and there's no way that Mike Schilt can deny this, even though he would if we asked him. When an opposing pitcher sees the Padres lineup, they look at Xander Bogaerts as a soft spot, an escape hatch.
Yep.
Like, this is a guy who's not really going to hurt me. Now, I got to be careful. He can get some singles. He can get some line drives, you know, but I'm not going to lose the game to Xander Bogaerts. If I make a mistake to Xander Bogaerts, he's going to hit a line drive single up the middle. And, you know, maybe there's a guy on and I give up a run. But I'm not losing the game to Xander Bogaerts right there. And when you're paying a guy that much money, you want him to be a guy who, when they make a mistake, yeah, that could be their ball game. 3-run homer, it's over. And you don't get the feeling right now that Xander is that dangerous at the plate for the Padres.
You know what, and Kevin makes the point here. He is that guy, Ben, in the lineup. You said it, you called it a soft spot. He said it's virtually impossible to effectively pass the baton when the guy batting fifth or sixth every game is dropping the baton. And that's a good point. We've seen that a ton. There was a game we lost last week, two outs, Manny hits a knock. Merrill hits a knock, and Xander comes up, runners on second, third, two outs again. But, man, there's not even a thought, Ben, of pitching around Xander Bogaerts with a base open. Not even a thought. They went right after him, grounded out, nothing going into the second inning. We ended up losing that game later. I think he left five on base in the first three innings. He had opportunity to drive in runs and didn't do it. And, again, very hard sport, very difficult job, but he does make that kind of money, and that's kind of what you expect from him. So he also, Kevin, make sure to let everybody know, too, left field still a major, major issue. .193 batting average. Probably skewed, by the way, with Gavin Sheets being out there a few times, who's hitting really, really well. It's probably worse than that. Padres 534 OPS, the second worst total in baseball behind tonight's opponent, the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Padres catchers has the majors' fifth worst average, 216, and OPS 600. Black holes.
Trending in the wrong direction.
Trending in the wrong direction,
you know,
certainly.
Early in the season, kept, you know, Elias Diaz and even Martin Maldonado came up with
a couple knocks.
A big hit or two, a home run or two, and it was, you know, hitting two like 40, and we're like, okay, we'll take this. You know, it's maybe 18th or 19th in baseball, but we'll take this. Since then, I don't think there's any doubt they've been dead last in baseball. Since whatever, pick the date where they just stopped hitting, but there's been almost nothing. Elias Diaz has had a couple of hits. Maldonado's had nothing at all offensively.
Yeah, sack bunt.
You know, they continue to do a good job managing the pitching staff, yep. I think, and, you know, defensively throwing out a runner or two. You've seen that. They're not hurting you in that way.
Not much.
Which is, you know, Mike Schilt will take that over the alternative, obviously, but they're getting nothing from catcher. They're getting nothing from left field, except when you put Gavin Sheets out there, and you shouldn't be putting Gavin Sheets out there.
Correct.
And you're really not getting much out of the shortstop.
Yep.
That's the bottom third of the order. I mean, I know Xander doesn't hit in the bottom third of the order, but essentially that's a third of the order where you're getting almost nothing offensively.
You know, and it's hard. I don't really want to come in here and rip Elias Diaz. He's doing his job behind the dish. The pitchers really like throwing to him. Martin Maldonado should get one start a week on a Sunday, day game after a night game, things like that. You know, Campisano is not going to be able to give you much help behind the dish. Hasn't really given you much help at the dish either, other than their record in which games he starts. He's undefeated.
No one pointed out the fact that they had won every game that he had started, and then they didn't start him on Wednesday.
They lost.
I mean, I can't. There's no reason
why.
He's still 0 for the season, right? He hasn't gotten a single hit.
But again, I can't come in here and rip on Brandon Lockridge. I can't come in here really and rip on Jason Hayward. You know, those guys are bottom of the order guys. What is going to make this team go is 1 through 6. 1 through 6. Toddy, Arise, Manny, Merrill, Cronenworth, and Bogarts. If those six guys ball out, we win games.
You could put Bogarts at 7th, but I don't like the idea of 7, 8, 9 being an absolute complete black hole. I actually do like the idea of leading Xander off a little bit better. Give him a different focus, but then you're getting him up more often than anybody else.
It's tough. But nobody at the bottom gets on.
How about 9th?
9th? Yeah. He would die. I mean,
that would be insulting.
It'd be insulting.
I pulled up some of Xander Bogart's splits. He's only got 47 at bats this season when he leads off the inning. Talking about leading him off.
Okay.
47 at bats, hitting 191 with a 567 OPS.
All right, never mind.
Off an inning.
All right, bang that one.
269 OBP when leading off.
But bang that. Not your leadoff hitter.
And he hit leadoff for quite a bit last year, remember?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And that was the talking point.
And for everybody,
where do you hit him?
I don't know.
2?
No, it's got to be lower in the order.
7.
He's probably where he should be. The problem is, again, comes up too many times with guys on base.
Yeah, because Manny and Merrill have done a good job.
It's at 7. I don't know. I mean, do you want Elias Diaz or
no?
You know, Brandon Lockridge coming up with runners on base, batting 6th or 7th.
No, it's tough.
You don't want that either. So that's your only really option of trade. If you push him down, you got to push someone else up.
Correct. Somebody else got to come up.
They don't have anybody else. You know, you can push Jake up by 1,
sure,
which is fine, but that still is going to leave you then with a 3-spot order that is essentially not pretty. You need another player.
Yeah,
like we said in the roundtable, this would be a great time for AJ Preller to make a move, and he knows that. Pretty sure he's aware of that. It's not as easily accomplished. You have to find a partner who is willing to trade with you. You can try to overpay. I mean, do you really want to overpay for a mediocre left fielder? Josh Bell's name was brought up on.
He's not a left fielder.
Not.
No. Josh Bell, I loved Josh Bell, but Josh Bell did not play well here. And I don't think he's playing well now.
He's not.
No. So, no, I don't want him.
There's so many guys who would be upgrades over what you have.
Like, Timu Jason Hayward is Josh Bell, I think. Right? Well, thank you. I'd like somebody good. Is that too much to ask for? Somebody good, solid, throw them out there every day. Yeah, it's guys, it's, you know, when you get to a stretch like this, you know, that's when it gets like, all right, we need to figure this thing out. But again, the top of the order, if one through six performs, you know, who beats this team? Honestly, if they all perform up to their capabilities, one of the best 1 through 6 in baseball, in my opinion. So I'll take that up against anybody else. And but again, they got to come through, and they need to. This is the pitching carried their asses so much the first third of the season. Time for the offense to carry the pitching a little bit. And I think about Mike Schilt all the time, Benny. How many blowouts have the Padres had in their favor this year? It hasn't been many.
Not that many.
How many times have you thrown your feet up and gone, I mean, I kind of did off Alcantara the other day, 6-1, and then we all know what happened. But how many times have you put your feet up and went, I don't even need to watch. It's 11-1 in the fourth. We're winning this game. We're winning it going away.
You had one of them against tonight's starting pitcher for the Pirates, Mitch Keller. You beat him 9-4, although they added four of those runs in the last couple of innings. So it wasn't
a little sweaty.
It wasn't a blowout, you know, until the seventh or eighth inning. But that's the matchup tonight against Nick Pivetta. That was Dylan Cease at the time. It was the opener to that 3-game series, which the Padres did sweep. But the second game was a 2-1 game. In the second game of that series, and the Padres had to sneak that one out and you know, come up with runs in the seventh and the ninth to win that game. That was against Bailey Falter,
the Rockies game, the 21-0.
Who
that
will
was
pitch
fun.
In the second game of the series? He was really good. He allowed just 2 hits in 7 innings, 1 run against the Padres. He'll go in the second game of the series tomorrow against Dylan Cease, and then Sunday's finale is Andrew Heaney against Randy Vasquez. And did they face Heaney as well in that series?
They did. They jacked him up, I think. Yeah.
Let's see. They got in the final game of the series, Padres won 4-0. They touched him up for 8 hits and 4 runs in 3 2/3
yep.
innings. So two guys that they handled pretty well, one guy that handled them pretty well. But they'll
Who handled them? Falter?
Falter pitched really well yep. against the Padres. And just of note, Padres fans, because I did not realize this until I was looking up the series start times. Tonight's your normal 6:40. City Connect Friday. Tomorrow, though, is not 5:40. It's 6:40 again. Not because they had been starting a lot of their Friday games at 5:40. And then Sunday is 2:10.
6:40, 2:10.
And I believe that's because of the Rock and Roll Marathon.
Ooh.
Give them a little extra time to clear out the downtown area before bringing in all the Padres fans. So it's a little later start time on Sunday.
It's going to be a cluster down there.
2:10 p.m. So that's your... That's your update. We will come back hour number two, including Don't Do This. Darren Smith going to join us as well. Stay tuned. Ben and Woods continue on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.